Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, the Lord wants us to move into the present, to move into what He is doing right now on the earth, what He's doing, wants to do right now in our lives. Let me share a scripture with you. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Beloved, the spiritual warfare that we're in is his direct attack, our adversary. He attacks our minds, and also He attacks our emotions in many cases. And if He can control our minds, He can control our behavior. And that's why the Word tells us that we need to renew our minds. We need to resist the enemy. And the Word says, if we'll do that, he will flee from before us. Romans 12 and 2 says, to prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And I've been sharing about strongholds. And we, all of us, unless we really are willing to take an inventory and scrutinize how we respond or react to things, we'd have to admit that we have habitual or practice ways of thinking. And when we do that, they become strongholds in our minds. And these strongholds can be used to defeat us and to weaken our Christian testimony. And so, what is the remedy? Well, the first step is awareness and recognition, and then the second step is coming to the cross to acknowledge and to repent of those things which are contrary to the Word of God, and then to reckon ourselves having been crucified with Christ on the cross, that we are dead and alive unto Christ, dead to the flesh and alive in the spirit. Romans 6:11 says, "Likewise reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive in Christ Jesus our Lord." And we can bind strongholds in the mind, but we can't cast them out. Individual mental strongholds are basically our flesh nature, which can't be cast out, but must be taken to the cross for repentance. And so we reprogram our mind, if you will, with Philippians 4 and 8, "Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." All right, so beloved, what are the things that are difficult for you? What are those things that push your buttons? Is it a certain task, a place, or situation, certain people? And if you and I are willing to be released from the paradigms of the past, God will do the work that you desire. If you follow the pattern from Scripture that I've shared with you, God will help you change your attitude as well as give you fresh grace. We can't go into our future with the baggage of the past. We can't go into the new things that God has for us with the mental disposition and conditioned emotional responses and suspicions and misgivings of the past. God says, "I will do a new thing. Shall ye not know it?" And if we're constantly looking behind us, well, we're going to miss it. Jesus said, "You put new wine in new wineskins." So what can we say? We need to focus on God's purposes, not on the enemy's schemes. In both the natural and spiritual realms, whatever we focus upon, we will move toward. Beloved, you will move toward whatever you fix your attention upon, and that will consume you. And so, as the scriptures declare, let's forget those things that are behind and reach forth to those things which are before us. Whatever you fix your attention upon, whatever you gaze upon with your mind's eye, will take all of your attention. It will consume you. So, what shall we say to all these things? Well, Hebrews 12 and 2 gives us an answer. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, and look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Beloved, God is with you, and you need fear no evil. Psalm 46 and 2 says, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. In Romans 14 and 17, the scripture further declares that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we're to think on those things that pertain to the kingdom of God, as I shared with you, Philippians 4 and 8, the things that are pure, of a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise. And as we do that, these positive godly thoughts are going to produce in us emotional and physical consequences. They manifest in our being in a way that God wants us to live. And they're actually a foretaste, if you will, of the eternal inheritance in the presence of the Lord in the ages to come. Science is proving today that the host of modern illnesses that man is subject to are the result of stress as well as negative thoughts and emotions. Recently, I read a statement that really struck me in relation to the thoughts I'm sharing with you just now. The author wrote, God showed me that if there is no death working in me, if there's no bitterness, no strife, no criticism, nothing of death, then I can command death. If only life is flowing through me, I have an authority over death, and I can command it in the name of the Lord. We must move into the resurrection power of God, he writes. As we live in the glory realm, we will see the miraculous such as the world has never seen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as we put our minds and our attentions and our eyes upon the Lord, whatever we speak in prayer, whatever we share in testimony and declaration in behalf of the Lord, it really has a ripple effect that extends to the farthest borders of his spiritual kingdom. That's the incredible power that is vested in our confession. That's why speaking good things, the things of life and the things of the Word of God, are so important. The things of death, or the things that lie outside of the realm of life, anything contrary to the truth of God's Word, only establishes the kingdom of darkness, as does such things as disunity and discord in the Lord's ranks or the body of believers. Well, I want to take just a moment right now, and I just want to pray, because you know, it's hard to break from habit patterns of the past, but the Lord wants to start us on a new path, an upward path, where we can be transformed by the power of his word. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and Lord, I thank you for the transforming power of your grace and your anointing. Father, I pray for every listener that the days ahead of us shall be days in which you shall personally transform us. You will satisfy the hunger of our hearts, Lord, and that we shall walk in an upward path. We shall, Lord, bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. We will not walk in defeat, but we will walk in that victory that you have given us, that we are more than conquerors through Christ. Lord, I praise you, and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, as you move out in obedience to my word and the things that I would speak to your heart, you shall see me honor the right confession of your mouth. Those things that you decree shall be established, and you shall command me concerning the works of my hands. And as the words of my people agree and confirm my words, the kingdom of darkness shall suffer loss and confusion. And I declare to you that souls shall be translated into my kingdom of light, and the increase of my government and peace shall extend into the hearts of men in the very nations of the earth, says the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom is being established. Lord, as in your day, you said the kingdom of God had already come, but that the kingdom was within. But Lord, I thank you, a time is coming in which we shall see the King of Glory set foot upon this earth again, and the literal kingdom of God shall be established on this earth. Lord, I thank you for your ministry to every listener, and I thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, which will undergird us in the days to come. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, I'd like to close this broadcast with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. And I have before me an email from a dear sister who emailed not too long ago, and she says, "Dear Sister Judith, I'm sorry I'm late in responding, but thank you so much for the card. It was so thoughtful, and I know how extremely busy you are with all the ministry that you're involved with. Thank you, as always, for your letters from the Correspondence Ministry. It is quite a unique ministry today, along with your anointed radio broadcasts and podcasts. You're such a blessing, and I thank God for you and all you do. All the time, your letters are so encouraging and a word in due season from the Lord. I pray the Lord meets all of your needs quickly and that you have overflowing blessings." Our dear sister emailing from Duluth, Georgia. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write and become part of my spiritual family. It's such a blessing to be able to share the goodness of the Lord and the word of the Lord with you through these broadcasts, as well as through the letters that God gives me to share with my spiritual family. The announcer will now give you our contact information. I invite you to write or send an email, and I will respond to you, and I know you'll be blessed by what God gives me to share to encourage your heart. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,